This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Wake up, it's Wednesday.
What?
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Well, if Nick's saying what, she's saying it from a long way away. Gillian with you here at 6.32 on this wet Wednesday morning, but I'm not alone. I'm sitting opposite the magnificent Ella Hooper.
Hello, hello. Good morning.
You're looking surprisingly chirpy for this hour of the morning.
Yes, I do have to get up rather early sometimes, even in my rock and roll career.
I was
up at 4 o'clock 3 times last week.
What, just for the hell of it? What do you do with that time?
No, for flying off to Queensland is what I was doing last week.
Oh, really?
Yes. So now, I'm here to fill the shoes of somebody else who is flying off to Queensland.
Well, I hope you're going to strap yourself in, because the music that we play here on Joy, I think it comes under the banner of uplifting.
Yes, it does.
And it really gets you out of bed. Bit of pot bellies?
Oh, yes, love them.
Joy. I think Robbie Williams might have been eating a little bit too much candy. What do you think of that?
Yeah, way too much energy for this time of the morning. Calm down, Robbie.
Yeah, I don't think he ever will. That's part of why we love him. Now, it's, what time is it? 6:20 in the morning, which is a time that you should all be up. So let us know that you're there. 0427 Joy949 or on air at joy.org.au. I'm flying not solo this morning. I've got a new co-host. It's Ella Hooper.
Hi.
Who's got, listen to that.
My husky morning voice.
Yeah,
I had
fantastic.
To say off air, I was like, sorry about my morning voice. It doesn't really come to life till about 10 a.m. So it's going to be a little husky for you.
Oh, you can carry that on as much as you like. Now, last week you had a gig because, you came onto the show and talked about your gig the next night. How did it go?
Yes, it went brilliantly. It was packed. It was a lovely gig down at the Workers Club on Gertrude Street, Fitzroy. Yeah, it was really fun. It was my first solo gig in a long time, so I was pretty nervous, actually.
Well, so you should be.
Yeah, nervous to fill the room and kind of show people my new material, which is all solo material.
Yeah.
And had a brand new backing band as well, which is always a bit like, I hope nobody F's it up.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you tough on the band? I mean, do you sort of shoot them really dirty looks?
Bit James Brown, that's it. That's $20 off finding them with a dirty look in my eye. That was it. I heard that bong note. No, they're really good. They were great. And I got so many nice reports back about the whole gig. So, I'm just joking. It was actually a raging success.
And when's the next one?
Well, I'm actually going to have a string of them. I'm going to do a residency at the Toff in Town. So, every Tuesday in June, we're going to get the band along and play every Tuesday night in June.
Excellent. So, I mean, presumably if you're playing every week, you're going to run out of your own material.
Yep.
So what else will you be doing?
I throw in a few covers. I do a few unexpected things. And I've got a 12-track album, so I don't like to bore people by playing the whole thing, literally one song to track one to track 12. I like to mix it up. So last week I did a cover of a Robin song, Dancing on My Own.
Excellent.
Yeah, but I did it in a kind of country rock style.
Right, you might be prevailed upon a little bit later. You're on Joy.
Joy 94.9.
J-Lo. When was that from, Ella?
Classic. Oh, I feel like I want to say 98.
Okay, and?
Something like that.
Check it out now. What
let
do
me,
you reckon?
Oh, okay, let me see. If You Had My Love. Oh, 99. Oh, I was 1 year
close.
Off.
Close.
1 year off. I remember loving that song. It was just that beat. There hadn't been a pop song for a while with a kind of Latin backbeat like that.
Wow. See, now I'm talking to a music aficionado.
Hardly.
I'm going to open Wikipedia at least.
Pop song aficionado.
So that I can get there. But you were saying to me that you actually do a show on radio. A rival radio station, a little radio station.
Yeah, just a little one. It's an Oz music show. So yes, I do dabble in the radio making as well.
So who is really exciting you on the Australian music front at the moment?
Well, we've got a few really good artists coming through, actually. It's really healthy at the moment. We've got Our Lies, a girl called Brooke Adamo, who's really creative and interesting. Brooke Adamo, but
right.
She goes under the artist name of Our Lies, and she's kind of like a synth pop atmospheric chick. What else have we got that I'm enjoying? We've got some really good rock bands, as always. We do Aussie rock bands bloody well here. So we have a fair few good young bands. Kingswood are a nice young
Aussie rock band. A lot about them.
Yeah, really fun. Kira Peru and the Brews. Have you heard of them?
No.
Wow, they're bluesy. She's a powerhouse, Kira Peru, and her backing band, the Brews, are very gritty, bluesy, but she's got the voice from hell. You know, we were just talking about Beyonce off air, and she's she could rival Beyonce, but even with a lot more grit and growl.
Oh, come on. I'm not buying that,
no
Ella
such
Hooper.
Thing as rivaling Beyonce.
Here's somebody with a bit of grit. It's Florence.
She's got enough.
Joy.
Florence and the Machine, but actually led by Calvin Harris there. Got to give him a mention. It's Gillian here, Wake Up It's Wednesday with Ella Hooper. Tony's already missing Nick.
I know. Sorry, Tony. I'll try and be more Nick.
Nick-like. Yeah, well, no, I think, you know, it's good to miss Nick so that when she's back next week, Tony, you know, we're ready to embrace her.
Yeah, variety's the spice of life.
There you go. Now, Ella, we've been talking about the fact that, you know, you've written a new album and you're out there spruiking it. How do you sit down and write the songs? Do you just sort of make up, do you sort of just go, na 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 na?
Pretty much, yes. The look that you just did was it exactly, looking up at the ceiling, eyes going back in the head a little bit, going, what am I doing? Yeah, you just want that stream of consciousness. You've got something in you that has to come out.
So you don't sit down saying, oh, I'm going to write a song about making a cup of tea.
No, I don't. Some songwriters do. Some people are a lot more structured than me in every way, but I tend to wait for that flash or that tickle of inspiration. Sometimes it's a flash, sometimes it's a tickle.
Oh, I think I'd rather have the tickle.
Yeah, yeah. Well, sometimes it's a knot that you have to untangle and you're like, that's frustrating, but it still has to be done.
Right, and so as your sort of stream of consciousness, words suggest themselves and then you sort of push them along a bit?
Yeah, yeah, they kind of flow, you know, there's a flow to it. And when you have a meaning or a subject matter in your head, excuse me, I feel like I'm going to sneeze, other things will be attached to it. You know, I get visual. Sometimes it's like I'm watching a movie in my head and then I'm somehow describing the movie and it'll happen all sorts of ways.
Great. I used to write songs.
Yeah.
Way back. And actually, I might be performing one for you a little later.
Oh, good. Please, please.
So I'm apologising for that now.
It's big news.
And, you know, I guess that was the way that I would write generally. But then sometimes I'd push it too hard, you know, like the inspiration had finished, but I was still pushing on and then I wasn't happy with the outcome.
Absolutely. Oh, I suffer that all the time too. You've got to know, I was just using the analogy of like, it's like a fire. You give it oxygen, you've got to kind of give it this oxygen, but if you put too much wood on too quickly and keep kind of tending it and poking it,
yes,
it's not good. It just goes out.
Right.
So it's just the right amount of looking at it out of the corner of your eye, giving it enough attention but not strangling it. I find that really tricky.
That already sounds like a lyric.
Hey, I'm calling you back. Ooh, she's been
That's why you are who you are, Ella.
Oh, thanks.
Joy.
It's 2 minutes to seven, which means we've got plenty of time to talk about the budget. Because really, I mean, I like to live in a bubble. Knowing too much reality is not great for me.
I agree.
So what is happening? What happened yesterday?
Well, look, I've got two papers in front of me and Flogging a Dead Horse is one of the headlines and Labor's Swan Song is another of the headlines.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm glancing over it and I do see that there's some quick look pros and cons. High notes are $14.3 billion for disability care in Australia.
Yes.
Yay! Another high note is $9.8 billion for education reforms. Yay.
Right, good.
Some low notes.
Yes.
$19.4 billion deficit for this financial year.
Boo.
Baby bonus abolished. I don't know if that's a low note in my book.
Not one. It's not in my book. You don't have a baby, and neither do I.
I don't have a baby, and no.
But because it's always about self-interest.
You have to pay people to have babies. Like it's
I know, isn't it?
It's a part. It's a thing that should be apart from money, in my mind.
Yeah, you shouldn't be incentivised. That's a great word.
Exactly, to breed.
I agree. We're
in
right
already,
on the same
in
note
already
here.
Already busy world.
It is. There's too many babies out there. Do we sound like curmudgeons? Sorry,
we probably
listeners.
Do. Sorry, sorry. And we're probably offended some people.
Yes, well, it's coming up to the news time with Andy Kay, and I can see him stretching his little muscles in there. And I hope that you have got some good news for us, because really, out here, you know, no more baby bonus.
Nope.
Joy 94.9.
Oh, you finished then, Andy. Sorry, I should have been listening. I hope the news was good.
We went back into our bubble, didn't we?
We did, I'm afraid, because, you know, there isn't usually great news. You know, I love the way in the evenings, you know, you're watching the big national news. It's you know, it's terrible news all the way through. But at the end, a dolphin has been rescued.
Yes, one dolphin to offset doom, gloom and kaboom.
Yeah. But and we feel better, though.
Well, yes, I guess so.
Well, it's now 5 minutes past seven. Listeners, you now need to get your little fingers working because we're about to give away an amazing prize. What is it, Ella?
Oh, it is a very coveted, highly coveted double pass to see Idina Menzel at Hamer Hall on June the 30th at 6 p.m.
Now, who the hell is Idina Menzel?
Well, you might ask. She's the Tony Award-winning actress, singer and songwriter, star of Wicked and Rent. So, you know, amazing vocalist.
Yeah.
And Wicked was, you know, just absolutely bloody huge. Rent was absolutely bloody huge. And she's a fan favourite on Glee.
Wow.
So she's an all-singing, all-dancing, bewitching and unforgettable with a phenomenal voice. You won't want to miss this. It's your only chance to hear the Toast of Broadway and the West End live in Melbourne.
Wow. So all you have to do, listeners, you have to be a member. And you have to text us on 0427-JOY949 or you could email us on air@joy.org.au. Just simply tell us what was the best concert you ever went to, because I think this may eclipse it, but just let us know. That's all you've got to do. What about you, Ella?
Oh, there's been so many concerts that stick in my mind as incredible, you know, and we were saying before, I have really diverse musical tastes. So Hamer Hall, that makes me think where this amazing gig is happening. Mm. I've seen some incredible shows at Hamer Hall. The sound is astonishing.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Anthony and the Johnsons with Coco Rosie there a couple of years ago, and that just blew my mind. I thought he was amazing. The sound was amazing. Up there playing his piano on that stage at Hamer Hall was just gorgeous.
Maybe some of our listeners agree with that. Let us know. You're on Joy.
Joy.
Oh, I feel that's an anthem, isn't it, Sarah Washington?
It's like some vintage good vibes right there.
But I don't know, it is that old, is it?
No, I know. It just has an old school feel to me.
It does. In a good way.
In a good way. Yeah. Hey, I'm all about the old school.
Yes.
A vintage girl.
All of 30 that you are now. I know. Maybe you're an old soul in new shoes or something.
I think so. Very old shoes.
Now, we're giving away this amazing prize,
Idina
Ella.
Menzel.
Yeah, and we just realised...
I want to go now, because as I was reading that out before, I was becoming convinced myself that I needed to go to this gig.
You sold it to yourself.
Yeah, I did.
Brilliant. And Callum also came in here with his little hands raised. He was very excited.
Yes, yes.
So, listeners, get on to it. So, we're asking you simply, put your member number on. That's always a good tip. What's the best concert you've ever been to? And I don't know, should we put the answers rather than choose one, because Nick and I tend to go, we like that one. We might just put them in a hat.
Oh, that's very fair of you.
And be fair.
And that way you don't, you know, musical discrimination doesn't come into
that's
it. You're like,
right.
Oh my goodness, we're not picking that one.
Yes.
That band's terrible.
Yeah. So how about that? So you stand a chance of winning. Just put in your entry. Marcello says, seeing Beyonce... Because I got to meet her beforehand.
Oh, I'm jealous. Oh, I'm jealous, Marcello. Wow.
Are you a star? Mm-mm.
I'm a fan of a few people, but you know what they say, don't meet your idols.
Mm.
Don't be careful when you meet your idols. And I've had the opportunity to meet some pretty amazing musicians and people, but...
Can they be disappointing when you meet them in the flesh? I won't ask for any
names. Yeah, I circled PJ Harvey for a good couple of hours,
right.
like a loser, just going, I can't talk to her. I've got nothing. What could I possibly say to PJ Harvey that would ever express how much I think she's just incredible? So I just stood behind her in line a couple of times at the big day out and left it at that.
Oh, bless you.
Oh, what a dork.
So were you on the bill as well?
Yes.
You were playing as part of Killing Heidi.
Yeah, we were in catering together. Like, we were on I guess, you know, equal footing, but I couldn't go near her because I just couldn't handle it.
That's so cute. And I was thinking, and I was going to say to you, and I will say to you, that I think you're having a bit of a look of PJ Harvey at the moment.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, this new kind of musical phase that I'm going through is definitely a bit PJ influenced.
Right.
Thanks.
Well, maybe one day you will have the nerve to speak to her.
I probably would now that I'm big and ugly enough to kind of, you know, go up to my idols and say g'day.
You're so Australian. Erin says, best concert has to be a throwback to the 90s. Mr. Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome.
I would be cool as.
Love to go back in time. And he had a badass band. His drummer, she was an amazing female drummer. Now she plays with Kid Rock.
Oh, that's
I think
a bit of a change,
isn't it? I know. Well, you got to go where the work is.
Oh, sweet. Damien says, Prince last year was the best concert I ever saw. Or maybe Madonna's The Girly Show over 20 years ago.
Damien, you legend. Yes. Legend. Again, jealous. Prince has been, there's been rave reviews every time he comes out here.
Yep.
You know, lines around the block and he rotates the crowd.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, it's only fair that we let everybody out now and let the whole new crowd in. And he does it 3 or 4 times.
Right. Well, I went to see one of his secret gigs yes. a few years ago at the Metro. And yeah, he kept us waiting, as Prince can. He can. He's allowed to, isn't he?
Yes.
And he didn't do any of his sort of big numbers then. He was into his new stuff when he was doing musicology.
Yep, yep.
Boy, he's just incredible virtuoso, isn't he?
He is a really amazing musician.
Joy 94.9.
Powder dry. So we're talking about what's your favourite concert? And somebody's written to us about meeting their idols. The best concert they ever went to was Storm Large. Have you heard of Storm Large?
I haven't heard of Storm Large, but that's a great name.
Yes, anyway, it was amazing. She
and
closed
that's a solo artist, Storm Large, as in that's her, Storm is her first name, Large is her last name.
Well, it could, of course, be a text error. Oh, no, it's on air at joy. You know, sometimes you receive things and you go, wow, what's
and
that?
Like, that was predictive.
But it predicted wrong. And out with a cover of Total Eclipse of the Heart and got the crowd really involved. Then they drank themselves stupid. So when this person, oh, it's Johnny. Hello, Johnny. It's Johnny Lemon. So when he got to meet her, he just stumbled on everything he said, but she was gorgeous and lovely though. He just wished he wasn't so drunk so he could remember the night clearer.
Sigh, I love her from Johnny. Oh, that does sound a bit like me and PJ Harvey. Oh, I love you.
Yeah, you're afraid you're going to pass out. For me, being of an older vintage, Kate Bush was my absolute idol, and I did get to meet her once.
Wow.
And I kissed her, and I was a bit of a dribbling idiot, I'm afraid.
But it's Kate Bush. I mean, that's a whole nother level.
It is.
That's, yep, yep. Wow.
Afraid
amazing.
So.
Can I kiss the hand that she kissed?
No, please. That's a bit odd. That's 20 years ago. Somebody else has got exactly the same as me. Favourite concert was Bette Midler. No one would go with them, so they bought a ticket and went alone. 2.5 hours of comedy, cabaret, musical, and amazing memories.
I can't believe no one would go with them. I would so go to Bette Midler. Yeah. I would so go. She's a bloody genius.
Yeah, she is. So, you know, don't be a friend. You've got to get new friends there.
Yeah, but I do support going to gigs solo. Whatever you want to see, you go and see it. I think that's so cool. If you have friends that are into different things than you, stuff it. Go on your own.
God, you are full of the messages this morning. 23 minutes past seven, you're with Gillian and Ella on Joy. I knew that was going to happen.
Joy's wings are made to fly.
Little mix there and flying all over the place. Now, I've got Ella Hooper with me here, if you've just tuned in.
Hello, hello.
Now, do you know who Ella Hooper is, listeners, or are you so young that you've got no idea? Because, you know, we have a very broad mix of listeners. If you don't know, wrap yourself up so that people would know who you are in 10 words, Ella.
Ooh, 10 words. Okay, former lead singer of Killing Heidi, teenage front woman, now solo artist and multimedia dabbler.
Brilliant.
Phew. I enjoy long walks on the beach as well.
Do you? You sound like a lesbian.
I actually don't. The beach is overrated.
I think so too. Sand just gets everywhere.
I'm so with you. Give me a nice grassy knoll just to sit on.
I am so with you. It's like, you know, you've got the beach people and you've got the country people. I've got my little place in Dalesford.
Yes, I'm with you. I'm a country girl.
But I suppose if you surf, though, I mean, the beach is important. No surfing in the country.
It's nice. I like the salt water on my skin, and that's just a vanity note, and that's it. You know, I'm like, oh, I like how clear my skin is. That's all.
Right. Well, I just find that if you've got an orifice and you're on the beach, sand's going to get into it, isn't it?
If you've got an orifice, I love it. That's a great sentence.
And we all have a few of those.
I've got a friend who says, the beach is just where dirt meets water.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it is. And it gets kind of icky.
We've so trashed the beach. Any beach lovers there, you know.
Sorry about that.
Feel free to push back. But what are we doing? Are we giving away tickets to Idina Menzel?
Idina Menzel, star of... She's won Tony Awards. Now, that is pretty bloody cool.
Mm-hmm.
She's a singer-songwriter. I wonder if she'll be performing her own material from her singer-songwriter back catalogue or whether she'll be performing the hits from Rent, Wicked and Glee and, you know... On and on. So
I think she'll hopefully be doing the whole lot. She's got to be a bit, you know. I think, you know, you have to respect the audience, Ella. I mean,
you're right.
I'm telling you for. I'm sure that you respect your audience.
I do try, yes. No, I love my audience.
Would you ever knock out a Killing Heidi tune in your solo thing or would you not?
Well, that's quite contentious. I don't. I drew that line in the sand, speaking of the beach.
Sand.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess that's the one thing it is handy for, drawing lines in. Mm-hmm. But no, I chose not to. I don't do that anymore. Yes.
Okay, got that. Well, apparently, according to Warren, you know, we're asking people what their favourite concert is. Dave Grohl is a legend.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty great in that rock and roll arena. He can't be beat.
Wow, that's a statement.
He puts in.
Stanley Clarke was somebody else's best concert. Who's Stanley Clarke? He sounds very old school.
He sounds very old school.
Andy, do you know who Stanley
Eugene Clarke or something?
No, I haven't heard of him.
We'll be Googling you, Stanley Clarke.
Well, anyway, when he finished the show, people started to leave, and then he came back on stage, and the people who hadn't left were asked to shut the doors and come and sit as close to the stage as possible. And then he sat on the edge of the stage and sang for another half an hour, says Ruth.
That's beautiful.
Do you like that?
I really like that, and I think that's the kind of concert experience somebody takes away and feels like they've had an exchange with that artist. That's beautiful. Sharing.
Joy 94.9.
Sydney, Melbourne, it's 10 degrees. You're with Gillian and special guest Ella Hooper on Wake Up, It's Wednesday. I'm Andy Kay. I'll be back with the full news bulletin at 8 o'clock right here on Joy 94.9.
Well, thank you, Andy. Beautifully read, as always.
My pleasure.
Lovely diction.
Oh, look, I've got you in this. Sorry, Ella.
I just said lovely diction. I loved that.
Oh, thank you.
Producers always saying more diction to me.
Really? You don't want to say that too much in a gay radio station. Now, Andy, what's the favourite concert? You know, what's the best thing you've ever seen?
I saw Madonna in Brisbane, which was pretty fantastic.
The in worst a shopping I've mall seen, or was she on stage?
No, she did a stadium.
And was this recently?
No, it was in the 90s.
Okay, so that was her heyday, right?
Yeah.
It was pretty fantastic. The worst I've seen, I hate to say it, was Michael Jackson.
Oh, no.
At the same venue. But I think it was
past his prime seating,
because I was right at the back, right up the top, needing an oxygen mask, basically.
Wow. Mm. No, because I thought in the 90s, the people who saw him in the 90s here absolutely raved about that.
Good seats make all the difference.
Yeah, could be your, you know, problem. What about the worst one you've ever been to, Ella?
The worst one. Yeah, I've seen some doozies as well. But isn't that funny? We were just saying it really does matter when you see an artist what part of their career you catch them on.
Yes.
Because when you see someone that you treasure and you love and you have up on this pedestal, you kind of see them when they're not so great. That's a bit sad too. Like, I mean, I love Bob Dylan. I love, 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 love him. I mean, most songwriters do.
Yes.
He's pretty much the idol of all songwriters. Mm-hmm. But when he came out mid-90s again, I think he just slurred his way.
Well, his diction was never good anyway.
No, diction. Shocking diction. And my mum actually made my dad a T-shirt that said, God is dead. Because, in honour of Bob Dylan being so crap that time.
Oh.
But he's since redeemed himself.
Oh, so he did come back.
Yeah, back. He was just having a bad time there. I think he was having a grumpy night.
Yeah, well, I do find that I do tend to avoid the comebacks upon comebacks. And I think, have they gone over? Like, I didn't go and see Liza Minnelli last time because I just saw...
Too many comebacks?
Yeah, just too doddery.
There's a line again that should be drawn.
But people went and loved it. So who am I to say? All you got to do, listeners, is let us know what your favourite concert was. There's going to be no favouritism. If you say Killing Heidi, it's not going to get you necessarily the prize because we're putting everybody...
Yes, it will.
Everybody in the hat. And Callum's going to draw it out magically very soon. So onair@joy.org.au or... What's the number, Ella?
The number?
Yes.
To SMS? Mm-hmm. It's 0427-JOY-949. That's 0427-569-949.
There's no catching you out, is there?
You're trying. You're doing well.
Joy.
Well, it's 20 to 8. You're with Gillian and Ella this morning on Wake Up, It's Wednesday. Now to be joined by the Super Callum.
Hello.
And his fabulous critters.
Critters. We have the very altruistic mongoose this morning.
Oh, mongoose!
Well, no.
Hang on.
They are meerkats.
Right.
But they're a subspecies of mongoose.
Are they? Is that what they are?
Yeah.
Because,
I
thought mongooses were really tough and gnarly.
They are.
And meerkats
tough
are quite
and
cute and furry.
Yeah, they're adorable and sort of... They're the
cutest cousin of the mongoose.
Bear. Yeah. Yeah, they're everyone has like a gentle little cousin.
That's true.
Mongoose.
So now you've completely confused me now because mongooses,
I have no idea.
They attack snakes, don't they? I mean, you can have the mongoose and the snake. There's that rikki-tikki-tavi and stuff like that.
Well, meerkats also eat snakes.
No
small
way.
Snakes. Occasionally, they'll eat small snakes.
Oh, once a week. Bit of red meat.
Yeah, if
a small
one wanders
snake
by.
Snake steak for dinner.
Snake steak.
Mm-hmm.
they'll eat snakes. They also eat scorpions.
Ooh.
They catch them and they're immune to their poison because as they're young, they build up, their parents catch them for them.
Yeah.
And they build up a resistance to their venom.
That's amazing. Yes. That was like my cousin who had an egg allergy. His mum just fed him little bits of egg and he went into slight anaphylactic shock, but then now he can eat eggs.
Well, that's tough love, isn't it?
Yes. That's a bit rough. We're going to get this out of you, kid.
Yeah, that was
it's kill or cure, isn't
like
it?
Like a mongoose.
Well, they probably just thought, like, I just cannot have a kid that can't eat eggs, so either you're going to die and we'll get rid of you, mm-hmm. or you'll pull through, and they pull through, luckily.
Indeed, that's exactly right.
That's
nice.
The lesser of two evils, a child surviving poisoning.
Yep.
All right. They live to be around 10 years old in the wild, mm-hmm. provided they're not preyed upon by birds of prey and that sort of thing, which are their main predators.
Right, like eagles or...
Eagles and hawks and really big magpies.
Big, hungry magpies. 10 years, is that quite long for a... Well, whatever it is, a marsupial, a rodent, a mongoose.
They're not marsupials, they're mammals.
They're mammals, okay.
I'm not sure, actually. They all tend to chop and change. Rats only live to be around 3 or 4. That's quite old for a rat.
They go a bit mad, don't they? Rats, I think. I think they go a bit stir-crazy. Yeah, I think they just suddenly start biting people when they've been really nice beforehand.
Yeah.
Had bad experiences with rats?
No, I've heard of them, and friends have sort of, you know, and it's very upsetting when you've loved this animal and it's suddenly turned around.
Chompy.
Actually,
cats get a bit like that too.
Rat.
Do they?
Yeah.
Cats crack the... Yeah. At some point.
What else about the meerkat?
They have 2 to 4 pups a year.
So pups? This is a cat and it's having pups now?
A cat has pups, yeah. Well, a rabbit has kittens.
Really?
Yeah, baby rabbits, kittens.
Wow.
I don't know who comes up with these naming things. I do it differently.
David Attenborough was high. No, he was
only one generally makes it through to...
One of how many?
2 to 4.
Right.
To so one a year. Age, but everyone puts in to keep as many as they can alive. They have big mobs. Group of meerkats is a mob.
Yes, good one.
Nice.
And they can get up to be around 40 meerkats in a mob hanging out in their 5-metre burrows. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they sort of have 3 different roles in the group. They have sentries, which are the ones with fabulous posture that stand up as high as they can.
Ah, they're the cuties.
Yeah, looking about. They're
hello,
the ones we
hello.
All love.
So they don't all do that. There's just a third of them do that.
Oh, they're taking a turn. Brilliant.
Yeah. They have foragers, which are the main group who go out and just... feed all day, 5 to 8 hours a day they spend looking for food.
Well, scorpions, etc. Yes.
Scorpions and
yum. Snake
rats
steaks.
And snake steaks, insects, grass, that sort of thing. And then they have a couple of babysitters who come in and protect the young who aren't old enough to come out and explore yet.
Right.
And once they are old enough to get out and explore and have a look at the big bad outside world, they'll have a couple of meerkat siblings, parents, whoever, aunts, uncles, with them, teaching them how to forage and what's good to eat and what isn't and when to run and hide and all
lovely.
That sort of thing. They're very...
So you've got the nurturing types, the sort of watchdoggy types.
Yeah.
And the people, you know, the hunter-gatherers.
Yep.
Love it.
They're so sweet.
Yeah, that sounds quite well fleshed out as a society for an animal. Yeah.
It works well. Unfortunately, because it's such a large group and inheritance is apparently a big issue with meerkats, occasionally they will kill each other's babies so that theirs has a better chance.
And there's the downside.
Yeah,
that's the downside to meerkats.
Meerkat infanticide. Oh, dear. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that we would do the same if it were legal. So I can't blame the meerkats. Thanks so much for that, Callum.
That's all right.
I feel very edified. Is that right?
Joy.
The Veronicas. Now, Ella, have you met the Veronicas?
Yes, they're lovely. They've actually become quite good friends of mine lately, and I think they're doing really well.
Where are they?
They're based in the US mainly, hanging out in LA and doing a lot of marvellous work over there. But they've got a new single out called Lolita.
Mm-hmm. Should we be checking it out?
Definitely. It's really quite banging. It's dancey and banging. It has a really fierce video clip, and so big hi to Jess and Lise. They're lovely chicks.
Oh, isn't that all warm and fuzzy?
We've got to stick together, us Aussie rock music gals, you know. Yeah, we support each other.
Even if you sod off to LA.
Even if you do. Oh, look, there's nothing wrong with a bit of international
action. Would you like to break the states?
Well, I've spent a lot of time over in the states. It's not like a burning desire I have to break the states, but I do like getting out of town, so it would be fun for that reason.
Yep. And the money wouldn't be bad either.
Oh, yeah, the money. Oh, yeah, that's right. I should say yes. My manager would be like, yes, you do. Yes, you do want to break those dates.
Yeah, your poor manager. Now, Ken has written in because we've asked, you know, what's your favourite concert? What's the best concert you've ever been to? Because you can go into the draw to win
the ticket to Idina Menzel.
And who wouldn't want those? Because star of...
I want them. Star of Wicked and Rent, TV's Glee. She's going to do a singer-songwriting tracks as well. She has a phenomenal voice and unforgettable stage presence. And she's going to be doing all this at Hamer Hall on the 30th of June, which is, I mean, I would just go to Hamer Hall to listen to someone tune a piano.
There you go.
I have actually listened to someone tune a piano in Hamer Hall.
A little bit sad. Never mind. Don't click that one. I want that one for a moment, please. Sorry, we're just having email issues. Nothing.
We're trying to read emails.
It's probably operator error. But Ken has written in to say, now this is a little bit sad, Ken, that he's only ever been to the Rihanna and Chris Brown concert, which was years ago. So he's trying the sympathy vote. Please, please, please let me go.
I think that's amazing that his two concerts will be Rihanna and Chris Brown followed by Idina Menzel. That's quite really running the gamut.
Now, where do you stand on Rihanna?
Well, that's an interesting... I just recently started following her on Instagram, mm-hmm. and it's given me a whole new level of respect for her.
Yeah.
She's quite a badass. I thought she was... honestly, a bit of a pop construction, mm-hmm. just like many, many, many other very successful pop artists of the day. But the more I see her uninhibited live feed of the way she represents her life and her mm-hmm. backstage, you know, everything behind the veil, I get the feeling that she really is what she says she is. She really is quite a crazy, tough, mm-hmm. sassy lassie. And she can definitely sing. She can definitely move. She looks amazing.
Yeah.
But for me, it'll always be Beyonce.
Joy 94.9.
Nick would be proud. I'm all over the place. I've thrown papers.
You're doing very bloody well.
Ella, you're just very encouraging. Gillian with you here, Ella Hooper, and our beautiful podcaster, Brent. Morning, Brent.
Morning, how are you?
Very well, thanks. Thanks for the amazing job you're doing. Don't worry, you can't hear yourself. Just take your headphones off
and
talk.
The headphones are on the blink.
I can't hear anything.
You're doing a wonderful job in putting our little highlights.
Oh, thank you.
You make us sound good.
It's not hard.
Ah, everybody's being so nice. Something's got to kick in.
These weekly paychecks are starting to come through and I'm liking them, so I'll keep them up.
So anybody that wants to listen to the podcast, which is like listening to the show but just the good bits, then you just go on to... Where do you go?
Through the Joy website.
Yes, joy.org.au.
To Wake Up It's Wednesday through the program grid. And at the top of the page is subscribe to podcast.
That's brilliant. I'm going to be sharing that. I'm going to share that on my Facebook page and everything because my interview from last week will be up there, won't it?
Yes, it was, yeah.
Yay.
Yes, not every interview makes it onto the podcast.
I feel special.
Just the good bits.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, great.
We'll always make you sound great. Now, we're almost ready to give away this prize to see... Who is it again?
I've lost the piece of paper.
Idina Menzel.
Idina Menzel at Hamer Hall.
It's been incredible.
He's on the ball, isn't he?
Tony Award winning, which is super impressive.
It is. It's fantastic. We're playing it down because we like to. We're Australian because we always play things down in Australia, don't we?
Totally. Yep. Yep.
Kyle says the best concert he has seen is... Oh, wait for it. I feel like we need a drum roll here.
Kylie! And then I like that he writes, surprise, surprise.
So he's also giving a Marsha Hines a thumbs up at Taronga Zoo. Ha ha.
She's got an amazing voice.
You think so?
Yeah, Marsha can sing totally.
She's very nice. She's too nice though, isn't she?
Yeah, well, she's kind of creepily nice, isn't she?
I agree with you. Somebody says best concert Whitney Houston 1986.
Wow.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah, could have been great.
Brad says, please girls, enter me in the draw. You're not playing the game.
He didn't even say a band. No. Maybe he's never been to any concerts ever.
Rubbish.
Surely.
He's just lazy.
Dolly Parton concert was so good, says Darren.
Yay. I love Dolly.
Do you? You just love everyone too.
I do like Marsha. A lot of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, Neil says Kylie concert too.
Oh, well, they can't all be Kylie's, but they can
share.
She
was pretty good.
They can share.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
She's terrific. And what we're going to do, you're putting that in the draw there. Callum, we're just doing the draw now.
Callum's got the top hat.
Callum, who's
taking
won?
Taking a meerkat out of it. Ken!
Ken from Huntingdale.
Ken from Huntingdale.
Oh. Joy. Let me tell you. So it's a song that I wrote a few years ago called Let the World Go By, B-I, you know, it's spelt B-I.
Oh, Let the World Go By. I love it already.
You like it already?
Yes,
okay,
I do.
Here we go. It's more of a ditty. Harry and Sally are both up my alley. So are Jemima and John. Shane and Jane in a similar vein. Likewise for Tilly and Tom. I never could decide upon which way to lay my bet, so I shortened the odds of copping a prod and doubled my interest. With Gertie and Bertie, I'm equally flirty. So too with Mervyn and Madge. To Sean and Siobhan, I'm evenly drawn. Same goes for Rita and Raj. Some regard me with dismay, while others they may sneer. But to double your chance of finding romance is not in the least bit queer. Here we go with the chorus. Oh, you'll make a few more friends if you're prepared to play both ends. Don't knock it till you've tried. Come out and bat for either side. Oh, don't be shy. Give it a try. We haven't finished yet. Let the world go. This is where you could come in. Bye, 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 bye,
bye, bye, bye.
Keep going.
Bye, 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 bye.
Thank you.
Bye, bye.
When I was born, they say I was torn. Between the bottle and breast. Then by age three, that's enough. Then by age three, I couldn't agree that East would never meet West. I'd never be prevailed upon to plump for either side. It made more sense to sit on the fence and straddle the deep divide. Nearly finished. Later at school, I made it a rule never to be prejudiced. At eight, I'd wait at the janitor's gate until every kid had been kissed. At 10, I rendered Glen and Brenda quite content. By 21, I'd been there and done three quarters of Dorset and Kent. Oh, you'll make a few more friends if you're prepared to play both ends. Don't knock it till you've tried. Come out and bat for either side. Oh, don't be shy. Give it a try. Let the world go by. Thank you very much.
Bravo!
There
bravo.
We go. Woo-hoo, woo-hoo. So I think our listeners could possibly do with a little relief.
I don't know about that. I thought that was bloody brilliant.
Thank you, darling. Would you like to give us a little verse of something?
Off the top of my head? Gee.
I'm going to play a song.
Oh, good.
I'll play a song and we'll come back to you.
Yes, please.
Joy.
Oh, thanks so much. Good. Andy, oh, excuse me, Andy. We're just trying to get the band in here.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Excuse me, just boys, just come in.
It was short notice. Here. Short notice.
Well, you're right there. Can you?
Gillian threw down the gauntlet.
Yeah. Well, Ella decided she was so impressed with my song.
Just keep it a little quiet because I think the mics are on.
Yeah. Come in. Well, Ella said that she would answer, but
I'm going to answer in song form and a little polished live production.
Yeah, but she wouldn't go a cappella.
No, I wouldn't. I can't.
Oh, darling. So, all right. So we'll just start up. Do you want me to do some, do you want me to do a harmony?
Could you please?
Well, I don't know, but
harmony
I'll
give it a go. Harmony on the chorus, please, Gillian. Thank you so
all
much.
Right, here we go. Let's, okay. Just start up, boys, please. No, don't be shy. Come on. Get going.
Here we go.
This is Ella Hooper, everyone.
I'm waiting, but there's only so long I can wait. There's only so much that I can take.
Just tell me when you want me to come in, yeah? Just nod.
Do I move on? So tell me. Yeah. you're gonna say it, then you better say it, 'cause you are the light from a dead star.
All right, shoot, bring it down now.
Yeah, bring it down. Oh, rather quickly. Thanks, boys.
Thanks, boys. Yep.
Yeah, you can go now. That was wonderful.
Oh, it's starting again.
No, boys, you've had enough.
That's enough. Leave the studio.
Yeah, honestly.
You had your time to shine.
You never want to just turn up to play one song. What were we playing then? What was that called?
That was Dead Stars off the new solo record. Yay!
And we were talking about the fact that, you know, your influences, there's some sort of really retro new wave
Absolutely.
Stuff happening there.
I love a bit of Blondie and I love a bit of... I like smart... tight pop songwriting with good production and a bit of edginess and spikiness. And I think, yeah, that new wave, I mean, love the Motels mm-hmm. and all that stuff from that era.
Now, I'm a huge fan of, you know, let's stay Australian. Before Sneaky Sound System, before Connie was in Sneaky Sound System, she had Primary.
Oh, yes.
So what did you think of Primary?
I played with Primary so much.
We were
very good touring buddies and I've always thought Connie was a superstar.
Yep.
When we used to play with Primary, she would just blow me away. And because we were probably one of the only two female-fronted rock mm-hmm. chick bands at the time, yeah, we toured together heaps. And
yeah.
Love. I still listen to a bit of Primary. That,
me too.
And that's sort of another side of this album is bringing back the strong feminine with a big hard backbeat, you yep. know, dark, strong, feminine. Those are my key words. And yeah,
dark, strong, feminine. I think I should put that on the dating site. That's yeah. my Somebody who's dark, strong and feminine.
Yeah.
And I'm also...
Joy 94.9.
That was Cahill. I'm going to pronounce it Cahill because I'm going to be strong. And featuring Kimberly Locke, Feel the Love. And I've been feeling that with you all morning, Ellen. Not in a spooky
you.
Way.
I've been feeling it too. In an equally non-spooky way.
But you have this sort of genuine love and enthusiasm for so many things.
Yes, I do.
Is there anything you hate?
Hate's a strong word. It takes a lot to drum up hate in me.
Right.
There are some things that really tick me off.
All right,
like
go on.
Slow walkers on escalators.
Right.
I like to just keep it moving, people.
Yeah.
Keep it. We could be going twice as fast. You could walk on a moving thing and then just be zooming up into the heavens. But
think how fast you would actually then
yeah,
be going.
Yeah, exactly. What else? People that don't sit in the right place on trams, that don't hug the outer trams and trains, that sit right on the aisle seats
right.
and make you wiggle
now
your
butt.
I have a rather large butt, so I don't like to have to wiggle my butt past strangers to sit down on the
listeners,
inner.
It's not large.
But that's about it in life. Everything else I'm pretty keen on.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't mind getting through life only having those little gripes and grumbles. I think that I'm definitely going to come and see one of your gigs. So
you
I've
should.
Decided.
Please
now,
do.
Tell me... where and when you've got this residency again?
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be all throughout June. So every Tuesday in June, I'm playing at the Toff in Town, beautiful venue in the city in Melbourne. So the Toff has a great sound system. I'm going to have some awesome support acts. One main support with me the whole time called Texture Like Sun,
mm-hmm.
who are a beautiful
Ooh,
kind of...
Sounds nice.
Yeah, there's multi-layered kind of beautiful male vocals. In fact, the guy has an incredible voice. But so they'll be with me each night, each Tuesday in June, and I'll be playing with my brand new band, which I call the Handsome Band, because everyone in it just happens to be really good looking.
Yeah.
Feel like a real shallow girl, but they all just happen to be babes.
Fantastic.
And
you're
we'll
selling
be playing,
it well.
Yeah, we'll be playing all my new material from, and some there's some pan pipes there for a minute.
Yeah, they were. They'll come back.
Okay, good. So, yeah, please come along to the Toff in Town in June.
Joy.
Oh, well, it's been an absolute blast, Ella Hooper.
It's been awesome. Thank you so much, Gillian.
You're welcome. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I just want you to let me know, is it you just ellahooper.com? com?
Yeah, there is an ellahooper.com and there's an Ella Hooper official on Facebook. And
but I bet that you are dishing out words of wisdom all over Twitter, is that right?
Oh, yeah. I'm across the social medias like a rash. I've got my Instagram, Ella_Hooper, and on Twitter, yeah, Ella_Hooper.
All right.
Even though underscore's not actually my middle name.
What's not underscore? I think I will be a lot wiser if I follow you on Twitter.
Oh, I don't know about that. There's a fair bit of nonsense, but there's also some good stuff as well.
There you go.
Keep you up to date.
Well, somebody who always provides good stuff is Callum, and he's up. You're going to get three unadulterated hours of Callum after this show because he's going to be sitting at the controls at 9. So stay tuned for that. Andy with the news. Ta-ra, then.
We'll see you next time.
Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.